Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, remembering a slain Russian politician. Russian authorities have given permission for a large opposition rally in Moscow today in memory of murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Police are hunting for the gunman who shot him four times from a car as he and a female companion crossed a bridge over the Moscow River Friday night, just steps from the Kremlin. The woman was not injured. Former Russian Prime Minister and member of the opposition, Mikhail Kasyanov.
I was a shock because just to imagine that in the center of Moscow near the Kremlin, my friend and collaborator, leader of opposition, Mr. Nemtsov, was shot and killed. That's absolutely beyond imagination. I cannot even understand, couldn't even think about that just even one day before.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the shooting looks like a contract killing, and he called it a provocation. The Kremlin says Mr. Putin will personally oversee the investigation. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that Russian-backed separatists continue to shell locations in Ukraine, violating last month's ceasefire. Truce demands that both sides not only stop the shelling, but pull back their heavy weapons, tanks, other military vehicles from the front lines. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday he respects President Obama and believes in strong ties with the U.S., but he said Israel's security is his top obligation. Mr. Netanyahu will address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on Tuesday. He likely will speak out against a nuclear deal with Iran. The U.S. and the P5+1 partners are looking for a deal as well. This is VOA News. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura is in Moscow, or in Damascus, that is, for talks aimed at ending the fighting in Syria. UN diplomat has hopes to persuade both sides in the conflict to stop the fighting in northern city of Aleppo through a series of locally negotiated truces. He says it would allow humanitarian aid to flow in. Vote counting underway in Lesotho, where voters cast ballots for a new National Assembly and Prime Minister in snap elections on Saturday, came 2 years earlier than scheduled following an attempted coup in August that forced Prime Minister Thomas Tabane to flee. He is now back in the capital, Maseru, hoping to return to office after votes are counted. Jillian Parker has our report.
Mr. Tabane, flanked by heavily armed security forces, was in fighting spirits when he cast his vote Saturday morning.
My opponents will never praise me, and I'm not going to praise them either myself. That's politics.
Mr. Tabane refuted accusations from opposition parties that he has stuffed government institutions with his supporters to assert power. Three of the largest political parties are jostling for the top seat. Mr. Tabane's All Basotho Convention, the main opposition Democratic Congress, led by Pekalitha Musosili, and the Lesotho Congress for Democracy. Jillian Parker for VOA News, Maseru, Lesotho.
Sierra Leone's Vice President Samuel Samsumana placed himself under a 21-day quarantine Saturday after one of his bodyguards died of Ebola. World Health Organization has confirmed 63 new cases in the last week in Sierra Leone. Ebola has killed 10,000 people. In India, the government says it will focus on infrastructure development and on boosting investment as it proposes a slew of measures to propel the economy on a high-growth path. We go now to New Delhi and Anjana Pasricha for details.
Saying that the government last year inherited an economy dominated by doom and gloom, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley pointed to the dramatically changed scenario 9 months on.
The credibility of the Indian economy has been re-established. The world is predicting that it is India's chance to fly.
Jaitley says the government will increase spending on roads, ports and power plants by $11.3 billion. The government also announced measures to encourage investment and reduce business bottlenecks. These include an unprecedented corporate tax cut from 30% to 25% over the next 4 years. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
And the United States, Cuba, saying progress made in the second round of talks here in Washington after 5 decades of estrangement. Talks part of President Obama's initiative to end a trade embargo against Cuba.
That's the latest world news from VOA.